What up, street tugs? Street gods, street vlogs, OG tugs, Urkim Nels. All right, some thoughts. Shout out to the Apple Films team. Just watched a little bit of the Napoleon and enjoyed it very well. So, some thoughts. So one thought is the best way to wake up is have a bunch of coffee. Make the coffee the night before. Just use a clever dripper is what I use. Make it nice and strong. Gluck, gluck, gluck. And then the first thing you gotta do is just get your ass outside the house. Put on a jacket or whatever's. It seems like the secret is having a shirt that's buttoned up. So you could just kind of button it real quick and button off if you want, right? And then go directly in the sun and just go on a walk. So that's the intelligence of physiology and entrepreneurship. And I think my personal theory is the more sun exposure you get, the better and happier you'll be. Any time we spend in the shade is not good. Oh yeah, sun's coming out. My personal life goal is never want to miss a moment which I don't have sun exposure. So when in doubt, take your shirt off. Take your vest off, right? And actually, I wonder if I'm the first ever to do this, right? Flex in front of the Apple logo, right? All right, sun's up, time to cross the street. So it's interesting because I think Jack Dorsey, you know, Twitter guy, now he's the head of block.xyz. he calls himself the head, quote-unquote, blockhead. And the funny theory that he has is I think every day he walks like 2 hours a day. Like last time I checked, like he's living in SF. I guess he's not at Twitter no more, but I think his workflow used to be he would wake up and then he would just walk to the office, which is like an hour walk one way and an hour walk back. And it's looks like they didn't update this. So this is a problem with these things, right? Look, Ivy Station. This place used to be called Etta, right? See that? Now it's called Prima Donna, because I guess Etta wasn't paying the rent or something like that. Little birdie told me. And then as a consequence... Oh yeah, sun's up. And as a consequence... Something. Anyways. So the reason why I think that's interesting is, like, superficially it seems very... Oh, yeah, there's a good spot right here. Look. The sun. Oh, yeah, look. The sun. Something hard to swear, right? Look, the sun is coming off that and it's beaming directly into my face. It's, like, really effing super nice and soft in my face. Felt like a really, oh wow, it's like a natural heater. Oh yeah, I feel my face right there. Oh, that's a good spot. Oh yeah. Can't fake this studio lighting. Anywheres. Yeah. Anyways, gotta keep it moving. Christem of the race, okay? So, the reason why I feel this is such a critical thing, yeah, people are like, it's inefficient, like, you should just work from home, or, you know, you should drive, blah, blahs. But, I think what people don't get is true innovation, real innovation comes from walking. I mean, the real Uber innovator entrepreneur would walk 50,000 steps a day. Nice walking. And I have this theory that some sort of dynamic, there's like a dynamic kinesthesia between movement, thinking, thoughts, innovation, entrepreneurship, etc. Even our best friend Nietzsche was like, trust no thought that doesn't come to you while walking outdoors and outside. And I think it's an interesting and important critical thing to consider, because so much of innovation, entrepreneurship, people think it's just like, plug yourself in front of a monitor and just drink a bunch of caffeine and drink a bunch of coffee, and then boom, you'll suddenly start becoming more productive and innovative. But that's actually not the case. Actually, my funny thought, maybe I should go to Apple Vision Pro. So have like a vision, right? It's just like, maybe like a real innovator or entrepreneur would be like somebody who is essentially like wired to it, that has an Apple Vision Pro on, right? And the whole day is essentially just like, what's the problem with these? Like, okay, so this is Warner Bros. Discovery Plaza here at the Ivy Stage, but all this right here is all shade. Nobody likes the shade. Gotta stay in the sun, nice and toasty, okay? Toasty. Oh yeah, now shout out to the Warner Brothers Discovery team. Super duper friendlies. The red building there. Super duper nice. Even when the security guards gave my son a tour yesterday. But yeah, essentially my idea for like the ideal entrepreneur innovator, right? So the reason why I think actually, I mean, LA is not perfect, right? But the reason why I think LA is such a great place to be and live and in terms of entrepreneurship, right? So a lot of people, okay, so one thought that I often ask, right? You know, do you think that, I ask people this from LA, right? It's like, do you think people in LA are happy? And then the universe answer is like, no. It's like, everyone's kind of mildly discontent. But the funny thing with the discontent here is that the discontent isn't strong enough that people kill themselves, but certainly ain't nobody happy. Everyone's like a solid 6.2 out of 10 in terms of happiness. Whereas if you're on the East Coast, during the wintertime, your happiness could go minus 10. But during the summertime, the sun comes out, your happiness is a plus 100, right? So there's more of a dynamic fluctuation in the East Coast. But at least one of the benefits of, I guess, warm weather or good weather or sun weather is technically you'll never have lack of sunlight, sun exposure, which I think is the root of all happiness and true joys. And also, especially being here in Culver City, it's probably the most dynamic, walkable place that I personally have been to in my life. And as a consequence, a lot of thoughts come here. And also, one thing that people don't understand is Culver City is essentially the new Hollywood. All the Amazon studios, the Prime studios, etc. are here. And as a consequence, all the action is here. Look. This I love this corner. There's that funny, what, food delivery ad there. Freeway entrance here. Venice. Stuff like that. And then I think the secret to a good, happy life is maximum sun exposure, right? So just when that, just stay in the sun. Yeah, actually what I love about being here too, right? Because we got the new Culver City Metro train station. I feel like in an episode of The Sims, or not episode of The Sims, I feel like my real life is The Sims. It's like surrounded by like four or five different hipster complexes, having a metro that cuts in through. So my thoughts on a good life and the good life is very simple. It's a rent an apartment or a place in an extremely desirable neighborhood in LA, Culver City Arts District, right? And walk 30,000 steps a day. I don't even know how many steps that is, but and also it's tricky too, because not all steps are made alike. So one of the problems about modern day living, you see all this is flat, So a better benefit is just like step up, always tell this to send, step up. So that's why even going to nature and stuff, Vibram Five Fingers is good, because you can walk off the grid. And having some sort of uneven walking with your hips is good to open up your hips. And that's why I think the benefit of hiking is that it's not like quote unquote exercise, is the fact that there's uneven surfaces, which is good for our hips and our bodies, it's good for our minds and our souls. And not only that, but step up, yeah. Oh man, this place is like effing paradise, effing love that. I never want to leave, never want to leave. I'm about starting my own media company. EK Media Company, right? Create the next Warner Brothers. Actually, I need to do some more research about Warner Brothers, MGM Studios. I'm kind of curious about how it all started. But anyways, so yeah, look. So the buff. Actually, it's funny because like I'm like becoming the. Everyone in Culver City knows me. It's like always a buff Asian dude who walks around a topless with his kid all day. Even when the dude's like, "Oh, you're wearing your shirt today, right?" And yeah, anyway, so I think the reason why people in LA tend to be so miserable is that they're walking, what, 2 minutes a day to their car and back? And the simple heuristic is the more time you spend walking in the car, the more time you spend driving in a car, the more miserable you're gonna be, because even in the car for like 2 minutes, your whole psychology, your whole body's physiology just kind of shuts down. It's impossible or very difficult to be happy and joyful when you're sitting. Like, it don't even matter if you're sitting in a Rolls, a Bentley, a Rari, a Lambo, a Tesla, whatevs. Any amount of time sitting is bad for your personal happiness, right? So, assuming us humans, all of our goal is to become quote-unquote happy or happier, then it seems that any sort of sitting is inimical or bad for our happiness. So then any sort of sitting, sedentary lifestyle is bad. Even I don't even like to use the word sedentary no more. I'll say like anti-walking or anti-standing. Even the whole notion of a standing desk is pretty good, but also ultimately also bad too, because a standing desk as well promotes non-dynamic moves. So maybe actually even the bigger issue here is it's not even like sitting standing desk, it's like a dynamic or a non-dynamic or whatever kind of life or lifestyle. Yeah, and so then the question is, yeah. So anyways, so one, man, Apple, just get Eric Kim to be your next Vision Pro test boy. Just email me, eric@erickim.com. So one of the visions I have for all this Vision Pro, right? Like you have a Vision Pro and you walk and you're computing, right? Is that like the ideal is you could do the pass-through. Just essentially be walking around in public and look like an alien. I think honestly the biggest issue that people have about the Vision Pro and wearing it in public is it's going to be kind of like a street photography sociological thing. If anything, I should do a workshop on like how to have the conquer your courage, conquer your fears of wearing an Apple Vision Pro in public. Could be a funny workshop. I don't know, because yeah, ideally the best computing is like while standing to do this, right? But the issue with the Vision Pro is ultimately, I think the big issue here is that you can't put it in your front pocket, your back pocket. That's a big problem. And the second thing, I mean, it says the battery is good for 2 hours, realistically heavy use, maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I haven't really tested that, so I don't really know. And also with people like me, eyeglass wearers, I mean, like I play a lot with VR, right? To put on a headset on and off with glasses is not good. And also any sort of object on your head feels kind of weird and funky, so that doesn't feel natural. If anything, the best idea and tool is to have like an iPad Pro, the smallest one possible, maxed out storage with some sort of 5G connection. Even Wi-Fi is probably fine. And then just walking around with your iPad and, you know, voice dictating to that. Because I guess also it's easier to hold a tablet in your hand, or even like this is where the phone, iPhone concept is still a good concept, is that with the Vision Pro, like the question is, can you put that thing in your back pocket or not? If the answer is no, then it's probably not a good thing. So anyways, even another thing I want to start talking about is this idea of becoming a blogger. All right, some more thoughts. This thought is about good life in LA is becoming a blogger. Okay, so find your platform, right? So go to the Lululemon website. Actually, they shot a photo scene right here. It's kind of interesting. All right, so new thoughts. So the first thought I have, got some light. Good morning. So the first thought I have is, all right, we gotta take it back to the old school. So, do you remember when bloggers used to run the planet? Gotta make it back, right? So, blogging, bloggity, blog, blog, blog. So, shout to my friend Chris A. Make some good-ass blogs, good-ass blog posts. And actually, it's nice too because I almost think that the big issue in today's world is people kind of lack some sort of platform, effectively like self-named platform to essentially run themselves, right? So for example, I love that Jeep. Look at those rims, love that. My brother-in-law John would love that. Yeah, cool car, right? Kind of that desert gray aesthetic is gangsta. I guess I'm happy that I'm in that position where I got everything I need. Real entrepreneurs, real innovators, real ones, we's aesthetic, A-S-C-E-T-I-C, like Askesis, life is all about training, you're gonna become more hardcore, become the wolf. Bitch, I'm a dog, roof. And then people ask, like, what is the secret to become more manly? First, take your shirt off. Secondly, more hardcore weightlifting. I think that every real man needs and deserves a Texas Power Squat Bar. Texas Strong, baby. Real men are from Texas. Even like Elon Musk, he moved Tesla to Texas. Does he live in Austin now, I guess, right? So it's, that's saying something, right? So, I think I figured it out. I saw some people walking, right? So this 8777 Washington Boulevard, I think it's ahead of quote-unquote Apple Films, now that Apple's in bed with Sony Pictures Entertainment, you know, the company for Japan, the same ones that make our cameras and stuff like that. And also, I checked out that new Sony Honda Afila car concept with Sen yesterday. I thought it was super cool. It's like PlayStation, augmented reality, etc. So it looks like the future is going to be some sort of like kind of hybrid mesh. What's up, D-Money? Okay. How's it dancing?
Alright,
sure. You want something cool? You like my b-boy skills?
Yeah, that was dope though.
You'd be like, yo, Eric Kim's got the moves. Repping the E40.
That was what's up. I can't do that shit.
Bro, you fucking moonwalk over me though. You bust out the MJ. You get all the ladies. get your hype on, all right? So, entertainment. Okay, so why I think the future is entertainment. Everyone finna watch the Barbie movie, what, a billion, $1.3 billion? I'm sure that Warner Brothers Discovery, I'm sure there's a Ken movie in the mix, right? That's gonna make so much money. Like, it's like pretty obvious at this point what's gonna be a movie moneymaker, right? So, make like a Ken spinoff, right? Because anything that has to do with like toxic masculinity or the patriarchy or blah blahs, any sort of like societal commentary critique actually makes for a good movie. So even the movie Matrix, I think also Warner Brothers funded the Matrix, I think. Huge hit, right? Like Warner Brothers, like Apple, you gotta learn something from Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers know how to produce and fund good movies. So essentially, it seems like the secret to a good movie or a good film, there needs to be like a strong solo protagonist. There needs to be some sort of hero's journey. I mean, read the old school stuff like the Enkidu, you know, anti-hero, Achilles kind of thing. Even the movie Deadpool was such a big hit because Deadpool was interesting because it was the first concept of like an anti-hero, like Ryan Reynolds, super funny, hilarious, right? To kind of like take a light-hearted joke or stab at everything. Looks like this is also the Hathaway Dinwiddle office. Turn knob to open door, the best instructions of all time, right? The Matrix, commentary on society, life, that it is, right? So, I mean, the ideal is you create a film that's both commercially successful, makes a bunch of money, and also, like, metaphorically useful and stuff like that, right? And it's a hard combination, but I mean, it's obvious. Like, for example, Apple put out that new Argyle movie. Like, first of all, nobody knows what the word Argyle means. B, nobody knows how to spell it. C, it looks, you know, boring. You couldn't pay me money to watch it. And also, I think the issue with the new Napoleon movie, with even though Ridley Scott directed it, who's like a genius, what's his face? So Apple Pictures, Apple in bed with Sony produced this film, right? And you can actually buy the film right now. Just open up the Apple TV Plus app. I think you could buy it for $25. I watched it, I scrubbed it a bit. And I think the big issue, the reason why it wasn't a huge hit as they hoped, is that to Americans, most Americans have zero idea who Napoleon is or was, and they don't really even care for him. And B, in our mind, we still associate Napoleon with being a shorty guy, which is apparently propaganda by the British to demean him. So as a consequence, no one's gonna really watch it. And also, like, I watched some of it, and I wanted the movie to be about his military exploits and the greatness of a solo man, but it looks like kind of more of a love story romance between him and Josephine, which seems a little bit lame and half-hearted. I know, I haven't watched it fully and need to watch a Barbie movie. But actually now the thing is, my time is so limited with Sen. Essentially my tolerance, or what I want to do, what I don't want to do, it's so limited. Essentially, I'm not gonna do nothing that I don't find insanely critical to myself, my well-being, etc., or to my thoughts or my thinking. It's a good heuristic. I think media philosophy is probably going to be the future. Focus on the philosophical, the meaningful, and I think you'll hit gold.